Le'ili nishmas of klenim kamish ben Rabbi Elimelech. Pea perikei mishnah aleph. Godish laluka tachtov. The Rav explains a case where one did not allow the anim to collect leket. Rather, what he did before that was he put a heap of grain on top of where there was leket. So now they didn't have access to it. So there's a knas here. The Rabbanan gave a din of leket, not just the leket that was underneath this heap, but rather anything that was touching the ground also belonged to the aniyim, even that which was right above the leket. And the Rav explains that even if the leket was a totally different grain, let's say the leket was wheat and the heap above it was barley and there was an obvious difference between the two, still the barley on the bottom of the heap that's touching the ground, even though we know it wasn't part of the leket, you still had to give leket to the aniyim, and this is a knas. Now we know that leket is pater from chumas and maisrus. So if so, how can Chazal do that and give this to the ani when there's a chiv of chumas and maisrus? So the Yishalmi explains, since there's a concept of hefker based in hefker, so therefore they're pater minam maisrus. So Reb Kiveger asks, if a person is mafker something just to aniyim, that doesn't work to pater something from maisrus. So much so that if a person actually does it, he's mafker something to aniyim, and they take it, they have to actually give it back in your chayv and maisrus. So why does this work? So the answer is, Reb Kiveger explains, hefker just to an ani, that's not called hefker. So it never really had a status of hefker. Masha'inkin over here, when we have a din of hefker based in hefker, they can actually give it to aniyim, and there, that's pater from maisus. Because what's the reason that leket is not chayv in maiser? The reason is, we said earlier, is that dafka something that a levi has no shaychus to, ba levi ke'ein lo chelik. A levi has no chelik, there we give a maiser. Hefker, a levi has a chelik to. So too, if a person's just mafker, just to aniyim, so that's not called hefker, so it goes back. But here, this is called something that a levi does have a chelik to, because based in hefker means that they have the ability to give it over to the aniyim directly, and that's called something that a levi has a chelik to. The Mishnah continues, haruach shepizras amarim. But what happens, now the guy didn't do it on purpose, but rather the wind blew these bundles, these bushels of wheat onto leket. So what does he do? So we try to evaluate how much leket this specific field can make for noisein la'aniyim. That's what the Talmud Kama says. And then we just give that over to the aniyim. So we look at the field, depending on the size of the field, how big or small it is, that's how much leket he would give. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel Leimer, Noisin La'aniyim B'kdei Nefilah. Shimon Gamaliel says, we actually have a standard amount, which is we give the aniyim the normal amount that would fall during the harvest time. Noisin B'kdei Nefilah, the amount that would fall during a regular harvest time, which comes out to a shear of approximately 4 kavin to a field that's a core, which is basically 1/45 of the field. I should have a drawing below where you can see the relationship of a kav against a kor. The difference between these two sheets is the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. According to the Vilna Gaon, the Tanna Kamma says it's independent. Each and every field is independent. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says there's one universal shear that we use in all situations.